Well, it's not all State of Origin. It's not all Rugby League, because when we have a home game, we love to invite this gentleman into the studio to talk about the Brisbane Lions. Dane Zorko, good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
And also James is in our well, resident AFL genius.
James, who comes and does a little bit of work with us, has been a member with the Brisbane Lions since 1915.
Yes.
long
that's
before
it.
The team
I think
was
that was
even
his
formed.
Grandfather. but, yeah, look, Andy Gary's away, so, look, if you've got a question, just chuck it out there. But we mentioned a second ago, and welcome along. Thank you, Dane, for dropping in. Dane Zorko from the Lions. We mentioned a minute ago you're in doubt for this weekend.
What is it, hamstrings or quads? Or
look, I'm not in doubt. Yesterday we had a bit of a challenge down at the club, so you could have the most death wings in six minutes against the Queensland Taste Editors out of the Courier Mail.
What are death wings?
Oh, they're extremely hot chili chicken wings, and I'm telling you, it's not a great feeling this morning, but hopefully that'll pass in the next 24 hours.
And hopefully it will pass, but not in the studio
the
if you don't mind.
Is this a smart thing to do mid-season?
Well, I don't think the organisers knew how painful it was going to be for us, so unfortunately we're just going to be battling for the next 24 hours. But
you will be right by Sunday.
I'll be right. We'll be all good to play.
No more death wings for you.
Oh, definitely not. Let's put it on the back burner.
Dane, there was a nice little patch of wins there for a moment. Sadly, a loss last weekend, but must have felt good for the team to have a win.
It certainly did, and even on the weekend, even though we did lose, we came up against Essendon, and for a half, we were very competitive, and I reckon that was the first time throughout the season, apart from the two games that we've won, that we've actually probably been in the game at half time. There hasn't been too many times this year where we can look back over the first half of a game and say, oh, okay, well, we were in a position to win. Whereas on the weekend, although we didn't probably play the game style we wanted to, we were still in there at half time. We just couldn't adapt to the game style that they had and kind of run us off our feet a little bit.
Nice to get a win here at home as well. Now, St Kilda this weekend, I think this is going to be a really interesting game because they are just above you on the ladder. You've won about the same amount of games. So this weekend could see another win here at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably a winnable game for both sides. I'm assuming St Kilda will probably want to bring up all their big stars, Rewalt and Jaron Geary and all those kind of guys that are probably under a little bit of an injury cloud. They'll probably see this as a winnable game, so we're really excited for the clash.
I have a question to ask just quickly about the Lions are looking at new players for next year. They're looking at Alex Rance from Richmond and Charlie Dixon from the Sun. We're hearing reports of maybe each of those players getting a 5-year, $4 million contract.
Ooh.
My question to you is, how much do you earn?
That's a rude question.
Sorry.
That's like asking a woman her age. You don't do it.
Not okay, that much, unfortunately.
I'm 48. How much do you earn?
Look, they'd be a good... money aside, they'd be great for the team.
Yeah, they certainly would be. Obviously, with Daniel Merritt, he's getting towards the end of his career, and we're really looking for a young power forward, and Charlie Dixon's obviously providing that down at the Gold Coast. So to get those two players would be great for the club going forward, I think, yeah.
You might even get Charlie to shave.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
That big beard. James, you got a question for...
Would you like to see someone like Charlie Dixon come to the club, or would you personally rather see games be put into, Michael Close and Jono Freeman and stuff when they're not injured, obviously?
Yeah, it's a tough question. Obviously, Charlie's established and he's in the game now and he's played plenty of senior games, and then you've got the young guys like Close and Freeman and that who are still trying to get established. So if Charlie was to come, I think he can definitely help, along with Brownie, help that transition for those young guys so they're not so raw and they don't get the big key backman every week. So I think he would be a good addition to the club. But, yeah, Freeman and Close aren't that far away, so it's a bit of a... Yeah, it's interesting times for the club, that's for sure.
Awesome. Look, Dane, always great to see you in. Hope you're feeling better by Sunday.
Do you want me to show you where the toilets are?
Yeah, I'm on my way out.
What were they called? No more.
Death wings.
Death wings
for you. And I'm sure we'll be seeing that vision during one of the games.
You certainly will, yeah.
Maybe this weekend as well.